You're listening to the Accidental Creative Podcast. Since 2005, we've delivered weekly tips to help you be prolific, brilliant, and healthy. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. This episode is sponsored by Truebill. You'll never guess how much subscription companies charge you every month. On average, nearly $200. Make your subscription submit with Truebill. Visit truebill.com/accidentalcreative to learn more. That's truebill.com/accidentalcreative. It's bound to happen sooner or later. I don't care how skilled you are, no matter how well you've prepared, you're inevitably going to find yourself stuck on a tough problem without a clear path forward. It's going to happen. It's probably happening right now, or maybe it has happened at some point in the very recent past to you. It's tempting in these circumstances to keep your nose down and just continue cranking on the problem. The problem with this method is that you may be digging yourself deeper into an existing rut. Sometimes it's valuable to have a set of questions at the ready to help you reframe, shift, or view the problem through a different window. So in this episode, I'm going to share a set of questions that has been used in various situations to jog new creative thoughts about stubborn problems. So I'm going to give you this list of questions. You can use them on your own. You can use them with your team. You can ask them of other people. But primarily, they're about shifting your perspective so that you can see the problem through a different lens. When you see a problem through a different lens, it helps you think in new and more expansive ways, connect different kinds of dots, and think more systemically about what it is you're trying to do. We have to be willing to immerse ourselves in the process to get deeply into the places where value resides. And often, that's just on the other side of stasis. Consider this episode maybe something you can come back to from time to time as a way to jog new kinds of thinking and just kind of go through these questions in the midst of a project to help you find new ways of making progress on the work that you're doing. Before we jump into the list of questions, because there are many of them, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Truebill. So do you know how much you spend every month on recurring subscriptions? Don't let recurring subscriptions take pocket out of your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't want, you don't need, or that you simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. I love Truebill because, I have so many subscriptions to things that I started, whether it's entertainment sites, music sites, even services that I use, business services that I use, and I just completely forget about them. I sign up, I use them, and then I completely forget about them. But all the while, I continue to pay for them to the tune of maybe even dozens or hundreds of dollars a year. With Truebill, I can identify those subscriptions and cancel them. It's super easy to do. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at truebill.com/accidentalcreative. Again, go right now, truebill.com/accidentalcreative. It could save you thousands of dollars a year. That's truebill.com/accidentalcreative. And we thank Truebill for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's go through the questions that you can ask when you are stuck. All right, so I'm going to go through these one at a time. They're also in the show notes if you want to look at them in the show notes. They're available at accidentalcreative.com. Just go to this episode and you'll find them. But I'm going to go through them one at a time and describe them and talk about why each of these questions can be valuable. So the first question is this: is an assumption in the way? Sometimes we get stuck because we are making assumptions about the work that are invalid, assumptions that are limiting the ways in which we're willing to look at the work, the ways in which we're willing to consider possible paths forward. So is there an assumption in the way? What am I assuming to be true? What am I assuming to be false? What if it wasn't true? What if it wasn't false? That's a great way to attack the problem. Okay. So is an assumption in the way is number one. Number two, what is the worst case scenario? So sometimes we are paralyzed or we get stuck because We are artificially escalating the perceived consequences of failure, and it's clouding our mind. It's clouding our thinking because we're afraid of what might happen if we get it wrong. So just putting that in concrete terms and asking what is the worst case scenario can help us move past that fear that might be there, but we haven't really articulated it. Okay, so what is the worst case scenario? Number three, could I do the opposite? Maybe you're stuck because you're trying to execute something, an idea, and you simply can't make progress. Well, what if you did the opposite? What if you moved the opposite direction? What would happen if you tried something that is completely different from what you're currently trying? How might that help you break the stasis, right? Number four, how can I thrill the end user? Okay, sometimes we get stuck because we're not really all that happy with what we're doing. We're not really happy with the strategy. So just taking a step back and asking, okay, what would it take for me to thrill the end user? How can I really make this something great that would really resound with the people we're trying to reach can help you break through. Number five, what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? Again, sometimes our fears are just beneath the surface and they cause us to feel stuck, to feel paralyzed because we haven't articulated them. Sometimes we're artificially escalating the perceived consequences of failure. So what am I afraid of? Is there anything I am afraid of that could be limiting the way that I'm engaging the work? Number six, do I understand why? Do I understand why? Do I know why I'm doing this work? Sometimes we get stuck because there's a gap between what we're expected to do and why we think we're expected to do it. And when that gap exists, it's difficult for us to gain traction. So do I understand why I'm doing this work? And if not, you need to seek out the why. Number seven, where else has something similar been done before? Right? Where else has something similar been done before? Are there any parallel problems? Similar problems that I've solved in the past, or I've worked on projects that are similar in the past, or are there any other problems out there, parallel problems other people have solved that is similar to what we're trying to do? How did they approach it? What was their problem solving process? What were the end results? How did they solve the problem? Okay, where else has something similar been done? All right, next question. What is expected and why? What is expected and why? Sometimes the reason we get stuck is because someone is expecting something that we know deep down doesn't really solve the problem. So they're asking you for a website, but really you know that you need to build an app, or you know that you need to write a book for them or something, right? What is expected and why? Just articulating that can sometimes help you understand the source of your stuckness. Next question, who has something to lose? Who has something to lose? The reason this is a powerful question is that you begin to think about the stakeholders, and you begin to think about some of maybe the subconscious reasons why you are artificially limiting where you're looking for ideas, because you're afraid of costing someone something, right? Somebody's going to lose something. So who has something to lose can be a powerful way to look at a problem to help you get unstuck. Next question, who is the enemy? And how do we foil them? Who is the enemy and how do we foil them? Sometimes the way to gain energy and focus for a project is to be working against someone or something, right? So who is the enemy? Who is coming against progress and how do we foil them? If this were a battle, how would we win the battle, right? It's a great way to frame up a problem or a project. Next question, who could solve this problem with ease and how? How might Abraham Lincoln approach this problem? How might Marie Curie approach this problem? How would they do it? You have to think about people throughout history who have been great innovators and consider how might they approach this? You know, Albert Einstein might just play around with ideas in his head. He might build mental models, right? How can you do that? How can you play around with metaphors or whatever? Similarly, how would my favorite superhero do it? Right? So how might a superhero solve this problem? How would your favorite movie character do it? You know, so these are all similar questions that might help you think differently about the problem. Could I change the medium? Meaning, maybe you're stuck because the medium that you're using isn't consistent with the results you're trying to achieve. So is there a way to change the medium to help you get better results? Could I ask the question differently? Maybe it's the very question that you're trying to ask that has you stuck. Maybe you're not asking the question in the right way. So could I ask the question differently? Here's an interesting one. How would a third grader approach this problem? Right? How would a third grader approach this problem? Meaning, if you stripped away all of the domain expertise, all of the knowledge, all of the stuff that might have you entrenched because you're making things too complex, strip it down and ask, how would a third grader approach this problem? Next question. What question do I need to answer first? Sometimes you're stuck because you're trying to answer a question that is a second or third order question, but you haven't answered the first order question. You haven't answered the very first question that's going to give you the information to help you make progress. So sometimes you're overlooking obvious solutions because you haven't answered the first question. What question do I need to answer first? Okay, next question. Is there a resource I'm lacking? Sometimes you're stuck because you don't have a resource that you need. So pause, ask yourself, okay, is there anything I'm missing here? Is there anything I lack that I need in order to help me make progress? Next question, how would I describe the problem in 3 words? If you had described the problem in just 3 words, how would you do it? This is a fantastic creative exercise because what it does is it strips away all the non-essentials and helps you reframe the problem in a valuable and unique way, okay? Next question. Are there sub-problems to the main problem? Are there sub-problems to the main problem? Sometimes the reason you're stuck is because you're trying to solve a giant, complex web of sub-problems, and you can't really gain traction on the big web of problems because there are a bunch of little problems nesting within it that have to be solved individually. So, have you made it too complex, in other words? Do you need to simplify by breaking up the big problem into sub-problems to make it easier to gain traction? Next question. Who can I call for help? You're not on your own. You're not alone. Call someone and ask them, hey, what am I missing here? What am I overlooking here? Is there anything that is obvious that you think I don't see? Right? Or what would you do if you were me? Okay, so who can I call for help? Next question, can I create a metaphor for the problem? In other words, can I make it more abstract? Can I get outside of the lines? Can I think about it through different lenses? Can I create a metaphor? So what is a good metaphor for the problem and how might you use that metaphor to attack it? Next question, how would I start over? If you had to go all the way back to the beginning of the problem, how would you start over again? Sometimes we get entrenched in our process and it's hard for us. We get stuck because we're so burrowed into a process that we've been following. And all it takes for us is to just step back and think, okay, if I were to start over, how would I make this easier? How would I go back and simplify this? How would I reframe this? So how would I start over can be a very powerful way to make progress. It doesn't mean you have to, but it just means maybe that you'll illuminate some of the ways that your process itself is standing in the way of progress. And then the final question is this, what's the primary block and why? What is the primary block and why? What is the roadblock that's standing in the way? And why do you think that is the roadblock? Now, you're going to be tempted to say time or confusing instructions from my manager or something like that. It's very unlikely that's the case. There is a sub-block beneath that that is really causing the problems. Okay? So what is the primary block and why? Listen, friends, refuse to remain stuck. Ask new questions to spark new insights. Come back to this episode. If it's helpful to you, come back to this episode and review this list and use it when you get in the midst of a project and you need a creative spark. Okay, refuse to remain stuck. Ask new questions to spark new insights. So is there an assumption that you're making it needs to be challenged? How can you unblock yourself? How can you use this list to help you be more effective every single day? All right. Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this episode. I hope it was helpful to you. interact@accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. If you want to support the show, please subscribe to AC Premium. You get ad-free episodes and much, much more. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.